Be the Truth Sunday podcast. What's up, my people? Always much respect to y'all, man. We're gonna get into some things here. We're gonna, you know, hit you with a mixed bag podcast today. We're gonna talk about, you know, some things that been out there. Now, first on the table, we're gonna talk about this supposedly Boeing whistleblower right here on screen that they told you. You know, he rings some alarm and he basically say supposedly blow some whistle. And Boeing, which is all government companies, all of them is. You understand? They don't have a Boeing unless the government control it. You have to understand that. And all psyops they give you, because they don't want nobody to fly. They want everybody to stay at bay. So yes, they give you those transportation, but they don't want you to use it. That's why they give you that supposedly. You know, every day something wrong with the plane. And this guy supposedly come out and whistleblow and... and the Boeing, and all of a sudden, he actually died. They tell you that he makes some speech like if he commits suicide, if the story come out that he dead and he commits suicide, he's telling you that it's not real. That means somebody cannot kill him, just like the McAfee character, what they give you, because they're all government puppets. And one thing you have to keep in mind, don't never trust nobody call himself a whistleblower. Whistleblower for what? What whistle is they blowing? They're referees. You need to wake up. These are all fake characters they bring to bend the masses. You have to understand that. Don't believe it. All of these fakers coming up, you know, pick off the scene, and now they're going to tell you what killed them, trying to give the masses another agenda. We go get into this and break it down. And if you know anything about the bitter truth, we don't believe in whistleblowers. They're all government fakers. Make it run.
Listen. Commit suicide. There's no way.
Yes, and it's all about suicide. And listen, people, if he would have come and tell the public or tell anybody about this suicide shit, remember, this something that broadcasts on the airwave. So yes, he tell them before that, yes, if I die and they tell you it's suicide, it's not, it's a trick. It's the people supposed to be killing. But why would they do the same thing as they talk about? The same thing that he tell the people that, listen, they're gonna say it's a suicide. Why did they pull off the suicide debt then? If he already showed to the people that that's what gonna happen, you want to make him right? I already know it's bullshit. 100%. Listen.
First tonight, our investigative reporter Ann Emerson has new information in the death of Boeing whistleblower John Barnett.
John Barnett, and I already told you, it's a fake character. Nobody whistleblow. And those devil companies, it's a fake character, 100% in, devil worker.
Family friend of Barnett says he predicted he might wind up dead, that a story could surface that he killed himself.
There you go, people, you tell them already that he might wind up dead, and they're going to pull it off like it's suicide. How the fuck do you know they was going to pull the suicide with him? How did he know it was going to be a suicide? You don't get it, people, it's fake shit, I already told you. Don't trust the Boeing. They give you aircraft to fly in, but they don't really want the people to travel. It's coming down to the end times. They want to keep everybody at bay. And plus they have something lurking in the background. Some destruction is on the table that going to involve the people locked down and stay at bay. So that's the reason why they give you airplane door fly off, airplane wheel come off, you know, window come out in mid-air, engine caught fire, all fake shit. Why you think the Americans can't get their passport right now? They tell you it's backed up because of COVID, but it's fake shit. They don't want anybody to go anywhere. Why you think your favorite vacation spot now got a travel warning? Travel advisory, people, why? You don't get it. They want you to stay at bay. It's a government trick in the end times. Pay attention.
Don't believe it. And... Tessa, Barnett's family friend Jennifer said they had talked about this exact scenario playing out.
Of course they talk about it because it's in the damn script. It's a fake shit, people. 100%. Stop making these devil puppets playing victim on your ass. Stop it. Again, listen.
Words seem like a premonition. He told her, don't ever believe it.
Don't ever believe it.
I knew John because... his mom and my mom are best friends.
Of course, you have to believe in.
And so, over the years, get-togethers, birthdays, celebrations, and you know whatnot, we've all got together and talked.
Go back here, people. Netflix. I already told you people, all fake shit on the masses, and later on you're gonna see them make a movie or a TV show about the same fake character. Supposedly whistleblower and Bowen. It's dumb shit.
You know, whatnot. We've all got together and talked and, you know, that's how we really know each other. Mm-hmm.
And when Jennifer needed help one day, Barnett came by to see her. They talked about his upcoming depositions in Charleston. Jennifer knew he filed an extremely damaging complaint against Boeing. Mm-hmm. He says the aerospace giant retaliated against him when he...
Aerospace giant, they call them people. By the way, the most plane that you see in the sky make from the same Boeing people. How did they come around here? Where did they come from? It's the same government people owned by the devil. You have to understand that flying planes around in this devil earth, wow, you don't get what's going on here, people. These are all devil work they got for the masses. Don't listen to nothing that come from them. Remember, I already told you the Boeing is a big part of the masses' destruction, a big part of the masses right here in bondage. Of course, I already told you, any supposedly transport they put on the table make it feel like it's something to make you free. Yes, you're free to fly anywhere you want, but it is bullshit. 100% it is to keep the masses at bay. And now when they give you all these dramas and scenarios that can happen with these Boeing planes, which is all Boeing in the skies. It's all Boeings, people. All of those planes is Boeing. So you have to understand that none of them is new planes. They're all old planes that they just refurbish. You have to understand that. So now they're going to give you all the dramas in the world with this aeroplane so the masses be scared to fly. If you notice, they have all these movies coming out and what they about. Plane crash and mishap in the sky. You have to understand they're trying to stop the masses from flying. Stop them from travel. Listen.
The whistle on unsafe practices.
Listen, unsafe
practices.
For more
than 30 years, Barnett was a quality manager. Mm-hmm. He'd recently retired and moved back to look after his mom in Louisiana.
Uh-huh.
He wasn't concerned about safety because I asked him, I said, aren't Listen. You scared? And he said, and his voice and the way he...
And seeing the people, there he is right there. Another devil-looking character on TV. Why they all look the same? Because yes, they are the same, working the same mind games. And the people right here, pay attention. Like I tell you, the whole story is fakery. 100% in.
No, I ain't scared.
You ain't scared.
He said, but if anything happens to me, it's not suicide.
Why would you think that they was going to pull the suicide scheme? Wow, unbelievable. How do you know that part of the script? That going to happen to you, people? How did he know that? It's bullshit. Listen.
Suicide. There's no way.
What kind of suicide did they claim that he did, people? How did he kill himself? Did they tell you? How did the suicide happen? What happened? He jumped off a bridge? He hang himself? He pies himself? What is the suicide? They're never gonna tell you? Listen.
He loved life too much. He loved
his
family too much.
Yes, of course he loved life. That's why he exposed his brothers
too much to put them through what they're going through right now.
Bullshit, people. So if he know that was going to happen, remember, he know the power of Boeing because he telling his friend that, yes, they're basically going to pull off a suicide hit on me. No regular people can pull that shit off, people. They got to be, you know, attached to the police and all of these other peoples, man, and the system, the laws. How did this happen, people? How can they pass off somebody murder, suicide, if it's not a big trick? And I want to know, how did he see the script, people, to know they was going to pull off the suicide thing on him? Even more for them to say, yeah, well, he killed himself. But if he would have looked at it and go tell somebody about it, like, yeah, I fear for my life, he would have said, yeah, I fear that they're going to kill me. Not fear that they're going to set me up as a suicider. This is bullshit.
And he basically told you not to believe it.
Not to believe it.
Basically, yeah. Not true. He's got too much to do. Likes breathing.
I guess that's why he blowing the whistle. Because he love life and he know what Boeing can do to him. He know the consequence that could happen and come from that shit. But he love life so much he whistle blow. Do you believe it, people? The world is dumb. Listen.
And he did. He had a lot of plans and things that he wanted to do.
And that's why you put your life on the line?
I think somebody got in there and made, you know, money can buy anything nowadays, it seems like.
Money can buy anything nowadays, it seems like. What a dumb shit. Wow. Unbelievable dumb shit on the masses. Listen again.
People in this world, I think somebody didn't like what he had to say and wanted to shut him up.
And who is that somebody? You gonna tell the masses that you do believe that it's Bowen did it? You say somebody didn't like what he's saying. Who wouldn't like what he's saying if he exposing Bowen? But Bowen. Okay, so you're still not pointing the finger on Bowen. It's just somebody didn't like what he say about Bowen and pull off the fake suicide. Listen.
To come back on anyone, so that's why they made it look like a suicide.
The last time she saw Barnett, it was at her father's funeral in late February. Listen. He was one of the pallbearers. Sometimes family and friends refer to him by his middle name, Mitch.
Mitch. There you go, people. It's a Mitch. Like I tell you, the whole wide world is a stage. Don't follow this Boeing bullshit. It's to stop you from flying. They don't want the Americans to go on vacation. They don't want them to leave this country. That's what they got planned. That's why they put all of these things in place. Like I mentioned, travel advisory all over the world. Scared of here because you might get kidnapped. Scared of here you might get raped, robbery, violence. All bullshit to keep the masses at bay. And I already told you, there is an agenda lurking, gonna involve lockdown and the people stay at bay. Bam.
To Japan, which is on high alert, that's because of a mysterious infection that is surging across the country.
You hear that, people? Pay attention to what they're telling you right here. So now they tell you it's a mysterious, supposedly bacterial infection spreading in Japan. And they tell you it's a mystery. You see the word they use, mysterious? You never understand. This is how they do it. Yes, they're bringing something new to the table every time. It's almost like they're throwing shit on the wall and see what stick. Do you understand that? One of these things that they tell you, or one of these bacteria, one of these supposedly germs, one of these diseases that they keep prepping you about, one of them gonna supposedly blow up. One of them gonna take off. Out of control. That's what they got planned. Pay attention. That's why they keep joking you with these. Because one of them gonna turn out to be the one that gonna stop you right in your tracks.
Japan's health ministry has advised people to take COVID pandemic-like precautions.
You hear that, people? Take COVID vax, COVID supposedly precaution-like. What does that mean? The vaccines and all? What does that mean? Lockdown? Quarantine? What is going on, people? Like I don't tell you, something is lurking in the background that gonna keep the masses right where they at. You don't believe me? Just pay attention and watch. Listen.
Deal with this bacterial infection commonly known as STSS. But what is this
TSS?
Deadly infection, its symptoms, and how is it spreading so rapidly across Japan?
Watch this, people. STSS. Wow, I told you, man, they just keep coming up with these things like I mentioned, throwing shit to the wall and see what stick. One of them gonna stick, people, you have to believe me. One of these supposedly virus, disease, bacteria, whatever they wanna call it, gonna be the next lockdown, gonna be the next big virus that they're vaccinating you for. Listen, again.
Our next report offers answers to these critical questions.
Okay, let's see what the answers is.
Japan is staring at a potential health crisis. A mysterious...
And take a look at them right there, people. Anytime you see Asian people, basically, they never leave the mask out, people. They don't leave it. They part of this shit right here to push the masses into this world where everything is masked up. Tie up your nose, you can't breathe. That's part of your destruction, like I mentioned. You can't tie your nose up like this every day. Not breathing the actual air, and then later on you're gonna be okay. There's no way. Like I tell you, you wearing that bag on your nose, your immune system take a hit, and that's what they train you to run for whenever they mention a virus or a disease or something show up. Pay attention to this world right here, or dumb we get.
A dangerous infection has made its way deep inside the land of the rising sun.
Ah, the land of the rising sun. So there you go, people. They're mentioning that because it's the sun god worshippers on earth. That's why they give you a Sunday worship and give you the sun to worship. Did they mention S-O-N? And S-U-N is the same thing. Move.
And it's spreading at a record rate, while doctors and health officials struggle to identify the cause.
They're struggling. It's funny how they're struggling to identify this supposed problem and all. But later on, they won't struggle to bring you a supposed solution, because that's what the game is about. Order out of chaos. So of course they're going to tell you this now, so later on you feel like when they bring the solution, yes, it's a savior. It's a trick, people, to make you buy in to whatever they have on the table. They use scare tactics. Listen, this is one of them right here.
This bacterial infection is what doctors call the strep.
Look at them, people. You have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 people right there. And you can say 7 with the one on the outside right there. Attending to what? One supposed person with the bacteria. You have to understand, it's bullshit. 100% bullshit for the masses right here.
Pay attention,
just for TV.
Commonly known as the STSS.
Why did you give it that name? Why is it STSS? Why? What a dumb shit for the masses.
Cases of STSS are caused by a bacterium commonly known as Strep A.
Oh, Strep A. That's the bacteria? Strep A. Listen.
Symptoms are similar to those caused by later strains of the coronavirus.
Oh, go back.
The symptoms are similar to those caused by later strains of the coronavirus.
Bam. You see that, people? The same symptoms, people. The same symptoms as the coronavirus are one of the strings. It's the same cold and flu that bacteria give you. The same cold-like flu symptoms. You better wake your ass up. Don't let them do that again, people. I'm warning you. Don't let them do that again. Don't let them use the common cold and flu to bring out another virus, to scare you about another deadly virus, so they get you to take a shot. Another deadly chemical in your body that bring you one more step closer to where they want you in this devil earth. Pay attention.
It can cause sore throat, mainly in children.
Listen, sore throat, mainly in children. And that's what they're talking about, people. That's what you need to run to the hills for. Listen again, what else?
People could be infected without knowing, as they may not fall ill. So essentially, they become carriers.
Oh, what a dumb shit, people. So it's not going to make them ill. You got sore throat in children, it might not make them ill, so that makes them carriers. The world is stupid, people. Every time I say that, you should understand what I'm saying here. The world is 100% stupid. So the symptoms is sore throat in children. They're not sick, but they're just going to be carrying around the virus to infect other people. So where is the deadly coming? Where is all of these problems coming? What, with a sore throat? Please tell me, people, the world is stupid. Listen.
Older people can experience symptoms that are like a common cold.
Oh, there you go again. Everything they say out their mouth start making the mag look like a genius here. What did I tell you? All of these things that they tell you about is deadly virus is the same cold and flu symptoms, people. I never miss. What did I tell you? I did a video on it exclusively and break it down to show the people, just to make you aware of this. All of the deadly virus that they ever show mankind, including the smallpox, AIDS, everything comes with the same symptoms, people. The same cold and flu-like symptoms come with all these deadly virus that you ever seen on the table. What that tell you? I'm gonna tell you what it tell me. That every single one of these is scare tactics using the cold and flu to make you bend. Remember, these are big viruses that you have no control of. So anytime they say you have it, you're positive, bam, the government take over your life. Just like the COVID, people. So now you understand why they put these things on the table using the cold and flu. I know 100% because I've seen it. They're going to show you the same damn symptoms. What you think they banned the mag for when it comes to the coronavirus is because I show you in the encyclopedia the supposed COVID-19, they call it coronavirus back then. It's in there. Show you the definition of that supposedly coronavirus, what it is, the common cold. It sounds fancy. It sounds like something you should be scared of. They know. So that's why they did it. It's just a fancy word for the common cold. And they come and tell you it's a deadly virus and everybody comply.
In rare cases, the symptoms can worsen to tonsillitis, pneumonia, and meningitis.
What a dumb shit. Meningitis. Okay, we know about pneumonia can just, you know, one of these little common cold can end up being pneumonia. Why? Because of your immune system weakening. You're wearing a mask, you're staying 6 feet apart from people, you're washing your hands with all these disinfectant, all these supposedly hand sanitizer, all of these things, putting chemical in your body, killing your cells, with meaning that your immune system is now weakening. So that's why you can have the common cold and it turn into a pneumonia or something more deadlier because your body can't fight it off. So all it do is stay around and become something else. So yes, they do that shit around here these times, kill your immune system to make you sick. Listen.
Strep A infections can be treated with antibiotics.
But there go. More antibiotic in your body again, people. And like I mentioned, you put too much of that shit in your body and now you're prone for infections 100% in because that is actually bacteria they put in your body. That's what antibacteria is, actual bacteria. Listen.
Could need intensive medical attention. In some cases, it can cause serious illnesses, health complications, and even death, particularly in adults over 30. About 30% of STSS cases are fatal.
You hear that, people? So yes, it's a deadly disease that only gonna bring sore throat in children. What a dumb shit for the masses, people. You believe that? But if you're over 30, I guess it will got more chance to kill you. Listen.
How does this infection spread? Much like COVID-19, it spreads through droplets and physical contact.
There you go again, people. What did I tell you? I said one of these gonna stick, people. It gonna come with the same damn consequence. You staying away from people and running from droplets. Wow, unbelievable dumb shit. Now they have you scared of your fellow human being about droplets. You're scared. You don't want contact with people because they might have the virus or you might have in it with an asymptomatic kind of vibe and pass it off on somebody and it gonna kill them. You asymptomatic, but it gonna kill them. What a joke, people. Like I say, they're setting up the stage again. And the dumb mass is gonna buy in. We already know because the scare tactics they use is fucking effective. So of course they're gonna take heed. Listen.
The bacterium can also infect patients through wounds on the hands and feet.
Yes, through wounds to the hands and feet. If you cut, if you have a cut or a sore, yes, the bacteria can travel to it. It can travel to droplets and all and physical contact. What a damn joke, people. So if it can go to physical contact, why mention open wounds? I mean, physical contact is what you call shaking hands and them shit, what you claim that we shouldn't be doing in the pandemic. We should fist bump or elbow bump. I already told you what they're doing, people. A big division scheme of the masses. When they split you up, you can't come together to plot. You can't come together to put things together to find out what they're doing to you is bullshit. And if you say something on the social media that gonna reach out to people to wake them up, they will take that shit down. So you see you in a controlled environment and when these shit break out or started, anything one involve these things that involve in your health or death, the government now owns you. They're the one who gonna tell you what to do next. Listen.
Authorities in Japan have confirmed the spread of a highly infectious strain of STSS.
Why
Japan's
did they
National
do that?
Institute of Infectious Diseases, or the NIID, is still investigating this virus. They say the number of cases in 2024 will exceed those recorded in 2023.
You see, they already know, people. How could they know? Wow, unbelievable. How can they know how much of these things gonna show up? Like I mentioned, it's a world stage. And they have the damn script. Listen.
So far, 378 cases have already been recorded this year in all but two of Japan's 47 prefectures. 941 cases were recorded in 2023. So what caused the rapid rise of these infections in Japan?
Let me tell you, it's the fucking vaccine. Keep your mouth shut and the mag band will tell you what it is. You ask a question, that's the answer. That's the 100% answer. And if anybody else tell you anything else, you've just been deceived by them. They lie. Do you got it? All of these supposed to be new breakout of anything. You have to blame it on that new phenomenon, that mass vaccination. That's what you have to blame it on. They tell you that AIDS back on the table. That's what it is. They tell you pneumonia, measles, all of these things. All some new ones and the old ones come back. Don't ask why. It's the damn shot, the mass vaccination, putting that chemical in everybody. That's the reason why these sicknesses back on the table. Everybody's immune system is now weakening.
Since last year, some experts believe it's connected to lifting of restrictions imposed during the coronavirus pandemic.
There you go, people. It's because they lift restrictions. That's why this breakout happens. Is that stupid? That's why this breakout happened 2-3 years after you lift the supposed lockdown. It's bullshit. You need to wake your ass up. So they're trying to tell you that all these supposed breakout coming off the COVID because they release the people back in the street too early. What kind of dumb shit is that? That only show me that the next lockdown is not going to be a short-term thing. The next supposed pandemic or whatever they're going to tell you about for you to run and hide, it's not going to be a short-term thing. Listen.
And removed all pandemic border measures in April 2023. Listen.
April 2023 and they release it too early? Listen here.
2023, the government downgraded COVID-19 status from class 2, which includes tuberculosis and SARS, to class 5, placing it on legal par with the seasonal flu.
So you see that, people? It's the same thing all the countries did, because I already told you it's a one world government order. So yes, they reduce it, people, after they tell you it's a deadly virus. The deadly virus that you should worry about. Hide from people. Put on a mask. Go take a deadly shot to stop it. All of these shits. And then later on, they downplay the damn virus. The same virus that if you have it, you need to panic because you're gonna die. Now they tell you that, hey, you know, it's a seasonal thing, man. Don't worry about it. You might just have it every year like the cold and flu. What did I tell you, people, after they let you take the shot? No, it's not that bad. Come on, the world is stupid.
These measures prompted people to lower their guard. Many abandoned basic measures to prevent infections, like wearing masks.
Go back. Listen.
These measures prompted people to lower their guard.
So this is what they tell you caused this breakout, people. This is what caused this mysterious, you know, bacteria in the people. This is what they're telling you because the people stop wearing the mask and lower their guard. What a damn joke, people. What guard did you have up before the COVID? Listen.
Abandoned basic measures to prevent infections like wearing masks and sanitizing hands also.
There you go, people. They stop sanitizing their hands and they stop wearing masks. That's what caused the deadly breakout. What a dumb shit for the masses. I already told you it's an upside down world. Those things that you did, those measures that you take actually caused the breakout. Do you understand that? I already told you the dead immune system. And now they can pass any sickness around. You're gonna get you because your immune system can't fight back. Listen.
Backseat. As the cause of these infections remains a mystery, Japan's health ministry is asking its people to follow the same hygiene precautions they did during the coronavirus outbreak.
There you go, people. There you go. That's what they want to tell the masses. Go back to those restrictions that we give you. We use it to stop the supposed COVID. We want you to use it to stop this bacteria right here. Yes, go back in hiding. Use more sanitizer and also mask up. Listen.
But the question is, will Japan now see a return of the pandemic way of life?
Pandemic way of life.
From impeachment.
This is how they do it, people. And nowadays, you're going to see the news push it more and more. About a deadly virus that show up. And later on, they might not even say anything else about it. Like I tell you, they're trying to see which one of them gonna stick. The one that they're gonna use to basically get the world into panic mode again. Worse than they did last time with the pandemic. Bam.
And you were report says two retail chains are selling handbags, shoes, and other fashion accessories with toxic levels of lead.
You hear that, people? And don't worry about it. This is a new world now. They're gonna tell you everything that you was attached to was bad for you. Can you believe it, people? Remember, I sit here and tell you the same thing that is gonna happen, people. They're gonna expose themselves. They're gonna tell you about all of these things that you associate with. Got some kind of cancer in it or some kind of harmful material for you. 100%, and I told you I never miss. So now, people, is the clothing, the fashions, all of these things now contain lead. Remember, they give you lead even in pots. You don't get it, people. Most of the things that you associated with in life is actually destroying you. That's the reason why it was in place. There's nothing else to say. Listen to this.
TVU's Jana Katsuyama spoke with the Center for Environmental Health that issued this report. So, Jana, what's their warning for consumers?
Well, Julie, they really wanted to raise awareness. This nonprofit,
you hear that, people? They're always trying to just raise awareness. That's the words they use. They're raising awareness of these situations that's on the table. Can you believe it? That's all they're doing. Listen.
It's based in Oakland, says that they found lead in common name brands.
Listen.
And they found them in popular retail stores.
Popular retail store, which gonna be gone. The retail store is gonna be gone. It's only gonna be shopping online. You see, they're bringing this Temu shit. This is what they got planned. This is how they're gonna sell your shit, mass production and all. And just you have to take it, you order it online, and that's it. That's what they do, people. And later on, they're gonna tell you the Temu is taking your information because it's owned by Chinese government. That's how they do it, people. But these department stores gonna be all gone. The malls and everything gonna be all gone. I did videos on it and show you they're just gonna be empty buildings. Listen.
People usually don't think of shopping as a health hazard, but a report by CEH, the Center for Environmental Health, this week, announced that discount retail chains Ross and Burlington have been selling products with high levels of lead.
Yeah, but what you have to understand, it would be every one of those stores, people, that sell any one of those products. What you think, people, anything surround us is actually harming us as human beings. That's the world we signed up for when we came here. Listen.
Found is that handbags,
clothing,
wallets, shoes, whether they're leather or they're full leather, right, disproportionately have high levels of lead. Kizzy Charles Guzman is the chief executive officer of CEH. She says in 2011, CEH won a legal settlement against hundreds of retailers, requiring them to reduce lead levels in fashion accessories.
You hear that, people? So listen to me. So you telling me that you sue Ross to reduce the lead in these things? Remember, the Ross and these people that you see, the stores, they don't make these things. You don't get it, people. They don't make these things. It's just a government front. You have to understand that, people. Pay attention here.
The CEH report released this week says Ross and Burlington remain the worst offenders.
Yes, and those are the ones that you're going to get the cheaper clothing from. So, of course, they're going to hit those first. Pay attention.
Investigators went to 63 Ross stores and
63 on the money.
Burlington stores across California, including more than one dozen in the Bay Area. Lab tests showed hundreds of their items under a wide range of brand names had lead levels above 300 parts per million compared to the Consumer Product Safety Commission's limit of 100 parts per million.
There you go. They always have a limit to the poison that the government allow you to take in. From every angle, people, every angle, they're gonna tell you there's something bad there that can harm you, but the government limit the amount that you're supposed to take in. Unbelievable, people. No matter how wicked the poison is, no matter how wicked that chemical is, the PFAS and all of these things, that the wicked chemical, but the government, the EPA and all, they limit a certain amount for you. That means you can take it in. So in every single aspect, every single angle, they allow a little bit of poison to get in your body because the government allow that amount. So you tell me what's going to happen over time, you taking a little bit of these poisons from every direction. What's going to happen to your body? You have to ask these questions, people. Why the government approve some of these deadly shit in your body? Just a certain amount. What a dumb shit.
Children's items. We absolutely need safer standards. We absolutely need better regulations.
How you gonna do that? The product themselves is just that, people. The product themselves got the damn poison in it. The product itself, the ingredients. It's just like you come telling us you wanna take these ingredients out of the food. You already know what it is. The whole ingredients that build it up, it is poison. You can't fool the masses. So all of these things made to destroy you. They have the lead there to destroy you. It's a reason why they do it, people. That's why they use lead to make bullet. You don't get it, people. Lead is poisonous and they know it. And they introduce it to you in a lot of shit. Listen.
Federal level, lead is a toxicant that has a tremendous impact on our body.
Read your script.
Lead is a toxicant that has a tremendous impact on our body. It is especially harmful to children.
If you hear that, people? But the government still allow a certain amount to get in your body. Do you understand? The government limit a certain amount. Even though it's all that bad, people. You don't get it. What a wicked world. So yes, people, the government approved the poison for your damn body. You can't see it no other way. That's what they do. They actually approve certain amount of that chemical to be in your body. You're gonna get it in some way, somehow. And with all those different chemicals from all angles in your body, that's why you're sick, complication, and then die.
To any of the stores in the city, you assume that they're safe, like their products are safe to buy.
Who assume that they're safe? Why would you assume that they're safe? Like I mentioned, it's a devil earth. Nothing can consider safe here. Do you know that? There's nothing safe. Every piece of technology they give you is for your destruction. Everything that they give you in here gonna actually take more lives in here, gonna make more people harm, gonna do you more harm than good. Did you know that? Yes, they know that. That's why they put all of these things in place.
I touch my handbag, you know, the handles of my bags, and I touch my face. I touch my all kinds of stuff.
By law, California employers also have an obligation to protect their workers from lead.
Under Cal OSHA's regulations specifically, they have an obligation to be aware of when lead exposures are happening, and then to conduct testing of their employees and their environments to make sure those lead exposures are controlled for.
Robert Moutry is an attorney with the California Chamber of Commerce. He says Cal OSHA just passed new, stricter lead regulations last month that apply to all workplaces, including retailers.
Under the prior regulation, you had workers with exposure up to 50 micrograms of lead, and then you're dropping that down to 10 micrograms of lead over an 8-hour shift.
There you go, people. They just want to drop it down. They don't want to get rid of it for say it's got to be the lurking. Why you can't say we want to get rid of the lead, period? No, you can take certain amount in. We allow that. What a joke, people. I told you life is a wicked thing, man. Once you live on this side of the earth, this is what you're gonna experience. They have nothing good, people. Everything they got set up is for the masses destruction. Move.
So
take a look at this right here, because we're going to have to talk about this homeless situation in America and them bringing more migrants to add to it. And for them to do that, people, listen to me, because I never miss. I always see these things before they happen. So they're basically bringing in the homeless more and more and more by bringing in all these supposedly migrants to add to the homeless population. Do you know that in a lot of these states, they're actually making homelessness illegal? There is no other way to put it. They're trying to make somebody homeless hanging out on the street illegal. And that's it. There's no pretty way to put it. Now watch this right here, and I'm going to show you that I'm 100% on the money. They're going to stop homelessness by what? Forcing the people into a locked up kind of situation. Put them in a makeshift prison. Listen.
She calls herself
Canaan Abel.
Omen.
She lives. Name Omen. What a damn joke. Like I tell you, everything they bring you on TV is significant to the devil people on us here. Listen.
On a patch of broken sidewalk with a group of other homeless people next to a busy street.
Pay attention here.
It's a harsh existence.
We're constantly shuffled around. Like, you don't get to rest. Like,
and one thing you have to understand when it comes to TV and these characters playing victims, they don't have no real victims show up on TV giving interviews and trying to put you in a better state of mind. No, it's all set up 100% in. So you see this character weird looking. He sound like a woman, but you don't know what it is. But pay attention. Got all these things in the ears and he's homeless living on the street. Let's see what it is. Let's pay
You're
attention.
You're constantly just trying to pay attention, and be aware of when everything is going to get destroyed.
Go back.
And be aware.
Look at the nails painted and all. Homeless people right there. What's going on? You worry about the wrong thing, obviously.
When everything is going to get destroyed, stolen.
Support service providers for the homeless say people like Omen are suffering the consequences of decades of failed national policy.
Listen,
we have a broken mental health system.
It's not failed policy, people. The policy is what it is. It's not because it's failing while doing these. It's not because the system failing while people drop off to the ground and now homeless. I already told you. Every time they come, they put more pressure on the mass body of people. So like I say, when the pressure hit, if you was at the top, you might drop to the middle. If you're in the middle, you might drop to the lowest point right there. Now, if you was at the lowest point of surviving and you take the hit, now you're on the ground, homeless type of situation. Do you understand? Every time they push up food, push up the cost of living, yes, make more homeless people. It make the rich a little bit poorer and it make the poor actually poorer. Do you understand that? That's what they do. They put more pressure on you. They give you more lottery, more gambling, more of these things to put pressure on you. And remember, you're the one who's in this supposed situation where you need things. So you have to struggle. So of course, you're going to be the one to gamble, to put the little money that you have out to try to catch a bigger portion. That's how it is, people. It's the pressure that they put on you. Listen.
We have a broken foster care system.
Foster
we have some
care.
Folks who ended up homeless because of an addiction. We have some folks who start some.
And where is the things come from that they're addicted to? Where is the drug come from that they're addicted to? The same government people acting like they come to help you now that you're in that situation. So you understand that the help is not real. The help that they're supposed to be helping you is not real because they're the one who put you in that situation. If they want to help you, why would they do that? Listen.
It's misuse once they become homeless.
Mm-hmm. Now possible changes to U.S. law could make life more difficult for homeless people. In 2013, the town of Grants Pass, Oregon, passed an ordinance criminalizing any form of camping or staying overnight on public.
Yes, that's called homelessness. That's it. They already know nobody go out there and camp and they actually live somewhere else. Nobody that's not homeless is not camping out there. So you have to understand, they're basically telling you it's illegal to be homeless. It's not illegal to put up the tent for say. It's illegal to be homeless and out there. They're going to find something to do with you. Remember, the supposed New York governor already told you. Or the mayor, he already tell you that he don't want nobody out there, period. He acting like it's a good thing, but it's clean-up campaign. Meaning that if you're homeless, they're going to take you and put you in a makeshift prison. That's what you need to understand. All of those people that come from other countries to add to the homeless population, they're going to end up in a prison-type situation. That's just how it is, because you can't hang out on the street homeless. You can't put up a tent. You can't lay down on the street. You can't even act like you're supposedly, you know, going out your mind. That's what the New York mayor said. You can't shadow box and them things talking to yourself. He will take you and put you into an institution, which is the fancy word for what? Prison and jail. Listen.
Property. An appeals court threw out the law, but the city took the case to the Supreme Court.
No, that's what they do, people. At the end of the day, the courts, which is all government people, they're going to make that law. Because they don't want the people to be hanging out on the street. They want to, if you hit certain rock bottom or what they call it, yes, it's time to go in. In where? In one of those institutions that the government put together. That's what they call shelters and these things. They want to house you there just to keep you in a class and keep you right there, and you could never be better. After they put you in that situation, that's where you're gonna be. Listen.
States and urban areas, including Los Angeles County, which has a homeless population of more than 75,000, support the camping ban. One LA County supervisor, Catherine.
They support the camping ban because it's the same people and it's a 100% by design plan. So yes, people, they're gonna do it in every state that you know, every city in America, they're gonna do it. They're gonna basically come down on the homeless. And because, like I tell you, they did this for a reason with the migrants. The migrants gonna make it more visible. The homelessness gonna be more visible. Remember, a lot of these people that live in America is already homeless. Where is these people gonna live that coming in as migrants? You don't understand how what people, and they're begging, are they telling regular people to pick up these people and keep them in their home, shelter them. It's a joke, people. It's because they want the world to basically go down in shambles. The more of these things happening, the more pressure on you. It don't matter how far and wide you think you're away from it. It's going to affect you some way, somehow. And that's the reason why they're doing
Barger it. Barger said in a statement, if local governments are restricted from regulating encampments on public property, we are left powerless to effectively address our worsening homelessness crisis.
Like that's what they want to address, people, the homeless. They want to just get them off the street. That's what they want. They don't want them to be hanging out in their streets. That's what you need to understand. They rather put them in a empty building somewhere, or they put off a supposedly, you know, empty land type of thing, put some beds on it and give you some tents like for the people to live in if they're homeless. And they give you some expired foods from those supermarkets and stores that the government own. That's it, people. They have nothing else for you in this world. So now that it's getting closer and closer to the destruction, you're going to see more people fall off like ripe fruit. Can't afford this kind of life that the government is setting up. And that's why they're going to end up homeless. And then the government have control of them now. When you get homeless, don't have nothing, you're back against the wall, the government gonna come in and lend you a supposedly helping hand, which is part of the destruction. Bam.
This is cancer in space.
You hear that, people? This is cancer in space. Yes, and the dumb down of the masses continues. Remember, they give you the supposedly cancer, deadly supposedly sickness that they can't cure. They only wanna just find it, so they can start the treatment of fucking up your damn cells. That's all they got, people. They don't have no cancer killer. They have cell killers. And they're searching for cancer with every chance they get. Now pay attention to them mocking your ear with outer space and cancer. Pay attention here.
Listen. We said, well, what happens if you send full-blown cancer into space? Will cancer go crazy?
Would you listen what they just say, people? That kind of show you what kind of world you live in. Wow, they wanted to send cancer out of space to see what gonna happen, if the cancer gonna go crazy. Outer space don't exist. Cancer is something that they made for the masses' destruction on this devil side of the earth. Can you understand that? Cancer is something that man made, the government, devil people make it, and basically find a way to get it through to your body. Yes, the seeds is planted and everything with all of these regiment that they got you set up on. Vaccination and all. You understand? That's how they do it. Immunization. Yes, to plant the seed of cancer on the masses here. Now you're bringing in it to space. A hoax. Fucking dumb shit that they bring to the masses. Listen.
Ed, the cancer hitched a ride on a mission to the International Space Station.
What a damn joke. An International Space Center. Something that's spinning around. It got no engine, people. He got no engine, but he's spinning around the ball earth, yes, constantly. Never slow down, never stop. And they're in there chilling. Yes, recycling sweat and piss and everything. Turn it into drinking water. They're running on treadmill and everything. They have toilet showing you with vacuum. They're shitting a vacuum and all. You'll be leaving space, you're dumb. 100%.
Sent there by scientists because cells and cancer react very differently when they get to space.
Yes, and what the fuck is that about? What is that about? And why is you playing with us with that dumb shit? Why? Why are you telling us about space and cancer in space? What the fuck that got to do with the human being here? You're gonna save us from cancer? You're gonna save us from this dumb place you call space in your brain? Wow, what a wicked world.
These mini tumors into space, they triple in size in just 10 days.
They triple in size in just 10 days. The world is stupid, 100% dumb. And if you're any individual believe in this, they're stupid. You shouldn't be here. You shouldn't be here. You shouldn't born if you're this dumb. You should never born in this world if you're this stupid to believe in these fucking people right here on screen. Listen.
Take 10 Sounds years to stupid. See that on the ground, so cancer becomes unhinged in space.
Wow. It's believed that the weaker gravity acting on cells up.
The weaker gravity, people. I don't think I can do this. I'm going to leave it right here. It's too fucking stupid. Gravity don't exist. If they have gravity for real, they wouldn't have a scale. Do you understand that? Because a gravity pull will consider the same pull. So that means a scale would be non-existent in this world if gravity was real. Okay, so if I drop a confetti or I drop a penny half a building, why is the confetti floating and not sucking to the damn earth like the penny? Oh, because it's weight? Okay, yes it is. Because the penny is more heavier, the penny gonna be dropped to the ground faster than a damn confetti. So it comes back to what? Weight. So yes, people, gravity is just a fancy word they use to explain fakery. You want to explain how the damn ball of pinning around with water full upon it? We got 3/4 of the world covered with water, but it's forming a ball and spinning around and the water's still on it. You can't spin around a ball with cradles full of water and the water's still there. Okay, so how you explain that? Is gravity keeping the water on the ball? That's how gravity come in to explain the fakery. You're not on a ball. And therefore, you don't need no gravity to keep no water on a ball. Do you get it? So yes, it's weight. That's why they make a scale. To weigh you different from me. To weigh something different, to differentiate the weight. That means there is no gravity. If you put a confetti on a scale and gravity exists, it's supposed to weigh the same thing as a supposedly bottle of water or a human being. Why? Because it's the same gravity pull. Okay, so now you understand why they give you gravity to explain fakery. But the gravity is also a deception. It never real. That's why they bring you a scale and contradict that shit.
Space, known as microgravity, is the main culprit.
Microgravity.
Cancer is really trying to form its own organ or tissue. And invading and metastasizing, spreading to other areas. In other words, unrestrained by normal tissue boundaries. Mm-hmm. And that's what we see in microgravity.
But while cancer
microgravity, I'm done, people. Like I tell you, now and then they bring you these dumb shit to joke you. That's it. They just prove to themselves out to others, to themselves and to others that we are stupid in this world. We have no base of thinking. It's just what they give us we thinking of. So that's why we can believe in a space. We can believe in all of these things that they give us. We believe that cancer is something that just farm into mankind with none of them involved in it. It just happened. Cancer just happened. But still they can tell you all these things that contain the cancer in it. How did it get there? It's still man-made shit. Man-made the PFAS chemical. Man-made the forever chemical. And all those supposedly cancer material. Cancer-causing chemical. And they admit it that man made it. Now you tell me when they prove to you that cancer does pop up naturally in human beings. They can't prove that. But what they prove is the chemical, the deadly chemicals that they made is what carrying cancer, sick in the masses right here on earth. But they will never do anything about it because that's part of the script. That's part of what mankind gonna go to here. That's why they get you to comply. Yes, another mag, bam, I'm gone.